as you can probably imagine, mainstream church leaders have always been very strongly opposed to ordinary believers trying to second-guess divine intentions. The study of the end, which is technically known as eschatology, is supposed to be a matter for theologians. And this is found in Judaism. The Quran, for example, specifies that the moment will come as a surprise. And so bits of the Bible also say that. There's a, you know, Christ will return like a thief in the night. But other bits of the Bible, especially in Revelations, are far more exciting. It's very poetic and mysterious and exciting, predicting all sorts of apocalyptic signs. So although the church leaders have always tried to stop this sort of speculation, especially in cultures that encourage, like Christianity, encourage reading the Bible, there have always been a number of people setting out to do this on their own account. And in particular, quite a number of clergymen, although it's technically not allowed. And again, to give you one example, in 1694, the 90s in any 100 years are always a good decade for prophecies of the end of the world. But in 1694, a preacher called John Mason predicted the end of the world would come in Water Stratford, just to the west of Buckingham, a tiny little village, and it was due in April 1694. Well, very exciting. Great crowds gathered, waited in excitement, but nothing happened, and most of the crowds went away. But interestingly, a small group remained there, thinking, oh, it's the right place, but the wrong time, so let's hang around and see. And they waited there for two or three generations, just small, within the family members, waited there, living simply a sort of a cult commune, really. But again, nothing happened, and eventually they disappeared. I don't think there's any memory of them in Water Stratford now.